Chapter 39. The Vestments. With violet, purple, and scarlet yarn were woven the service cloths for use in the sanctuary, as well as the sacred vestments for Aaron, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The ephod was woven of gold thread, and of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined. Gold was first hammered into gold leaf, and then cut up into threads, which were woven with the violet, purple, and scarlet yarn into an embroidered pattern on the fine linen. Shoulder straps were made for it, and joined to its two upper ends. The embroidered belt on the ephod extended out from it, and like it, was made of gold thread, of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The onyx stones were prepared and mounted in gold filigree work. They were engraved like seal engravings with the names of the sons of Israel. These stones were set on the shoulder straps of the ephod as memorial stones of the sons of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The breastpiece was embroidered like the ephod, with gold thread and violet, purple, and scarlet yarn on cloth of fine linen twined. It was square and folded double, a span high and a span wide in its folded form. Four rows of precious stones were mounted on it. In the first row, a carnelian, a topaz, and an emerald. In the second row, a garnet, a sapphire, and a beryl. In the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were mounted in gold filigree work. These stones were 12, to match the names of the sons of Israel, and each stone was engraved like a seal with the name of one of the 12 tribes. Chains of pure gold, twisted like cords, were made for the breastpiece, together with two gold filigree rosettes and two gold rings. The two rings were fastened to the two upper ends of the breastpiece. The two gold chains were then fastened to the two rings at the ends of the breastpiece. The other two ends of the two chains were fastened in front to the two filigree rosettes, which were attached to the shoulder straps of the ephod. Two other gold rings were made and put on the two lower ends of the breastpiece on the edge facing the ephod. Two more gold rings were made and fastened to the bottom of the two shoulder straps next to where they joined the ephod in front, just above its embroidered belt. Violet ribbons bound the rings of the breastpiece to the rings of the ephod so that the breastpiece stayed right above the embroidered belt of the ephod and did not swing loose from it. All this was just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The other vestments. The robe of the ephod was woven entirely of violet yarn, with an opening in its center, like the opening of a shirt, with selvage around the opening to keep it from being torn. At the hem of the robe, pomegranates were made of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined. Bells of pure gold were also made, and put between the pomegranates all around the hem of the robe. First a bell, then a pomegranate, and thus alternating all around the hem of the robe, which was to be worn in performing the ministry. All this just as the Lord had commanded Moses. For Aaron and his sons there were also woven tunics of fine linen, the mitre of fine linen, the ornate turbans of fine linen, drawers of linen of fine linen twined, and sashes of variegated work made of fine linen twined, and of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The plate of the sacred diadem was made of pure gold, and inscribed as on a seal engraving, "Sacred to the Lord." It was tied over the mitre with a violet ribbon, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Presentation of the work to Moses. Thus the entire work of the dwelling of the meeting tent was completed. The Israelites did the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They then brought to Moses the dwelling, the tent with all its appurtenances, the clasps, the boards, the bars, the columns, the pedestals, the covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of tehash skins, the curtain veil, the Ark of the Commandments with its poles, the propitiatory, the table with all its appurtenances and the showbread, the pure gold lampstand with its lamp set up on it and with all its appurtenances, the oil for the light, the golden altar, the anointing oil, the fragrant incense, the curtain for the entrance of the tent, the altar of bronze with its bronze grating, its poles, and all its appurtenances, the laver with its base, the hangings of the court with their columns and pedestals, the curtain for the entrance of the court with its ropes and tent pegs, all the equipment for the service of the dwelling of the meeting tent, the service cloths for use in the sanctuary, the sacred vestments for Aaron the priest, and the vestments to be worn by his sons in their ministry. The Israelites had carried out all the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So when Moses saw that all the work was done, just as the Lord had commanded, he blessed them.